Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Each man for life, baby.
What it look like, what it be like, what it do. Back in the building, man. Bad podcast, man. And we switching it up this time, man. We got an extra face on the screen, man. Super excited about it. Before we get into who this person is and what they do and all of those things, I first want to shout everybody out for thank you for listening to the Bad Podcast, sharing it, letting us know how much you love and appreciate it. And I always like to try to grab a comment from this episode. We actually had a lot of comments this week, B. We had 17 already. All right. And, you know, apparently everybody's excited about my news because I'm seeing my name in all these comments over here, B. So pretty much they're saying, great announcement, Dwayne. Excited for you. Go get it, Dwayne. Cheering for you, Dwayne. So if you didn't catch that episode, go back and listen and find out why they are excited for me, and it's full circle with who we have on the call today, because yes, he kind of is in that same vein, and I know he's wondering like, what the heck is this guy talking about? But yeah, anyway, we're gonna I'll circle back at the end. I just want the people that are listening now to make sure they go back and listen to that episode. So B, man, this is your idea, man. This is, you know, it's usually me and you on the wheel, man. So talk to me. Who we got? What we got going on here?
Yeah, man. So everybody that's listening, this is a dear friend of mine. His name is Nolan. It's Dr. Nolan Christopher, and I'm going to read off his credentials. He is a physical therapist. He's the owner of Apex Performance Therapy. He's a certified Titleist Performance Institute, and he's an expo performance specialist. Nolan is a guy that I've known for 15 plus years. Always been in the fitness game, but when we were in college, man, everybody was in the fitness game, but Nolan did something that was sort of unconventional when we were in college. He did the nutrition piece. Nobody knew what healthy protein was. Nobody was hitting the sweet potatoes and the green beans back in college. But this guy, he was doing the nutrition piece back in college. And I remember one example, and then I'm going to turn the mic over to him. But one example that I'll never forget is we were in this 3-on-3 basketball tournament, right? And Nolan took his health very seriously. We're all smashing the pizza, boy. We're all getting the cheese and pep. And my man Nolan's got his chicken. He's got his green beans. He's got his almonds. He's got his sweet potato. He's on the sidelines. And I'm telling you, you know, looking back, and I don't know if I ever judged Nolan, but in our circle of friends, man, you know, everybody's kind of giving him the side eye. Like, what are you eating, man? What are you doing with that stuff? But looking back and just, you know, going full circle with where I'm at in my life today, it's really neat to look at Nolan, because he was sort of like a trailblazer of his time. He's a trailblazer for what we do. He was somebody that he was doing the E2M diet before E2M was a thing. And it's really neat. It's really neat to see it. And now, you know, calling him Dr. Nolan Christopher, that's a neat thing. And rightfully so, because this guy, again, he was a trailblazer, man. He was the pioneer for what nutrition has done for me and done for you, Dwayne, and done for a lot of people. So, Nolan, I want you to just tell us a little bit about yourself and what has brought you here today.
Brad, thank you for such the kind words, man. So unfortunately, all that diet and stuff, I don't really think it helped us win that basketball tournament. we did our best, you know, but at least, you know, that was more like, I just wanted to be able to take off my shirt during the basketball tournament.
Yes, sir. And, you
know, while we were doing that. But yeah, started off, like Brad kind of said, I wanted to get into this fitness game. You know, you saw a lot of, you know, back then we didn't really have Instagram and all that stuff. So, I mean, you'd see, you know, the fitness magazines and Men's Health and all that kind of stuff. And it was, you know, so I kind of dove into it. I looked at a lot of stuff. I remember, like, Dr. Lane Norton. I look up a bunch of his information on, like, proper diet and, like, not so much just, like, putting yourself into a calorie deficit, but more like, you know, what foods can I eat that are going to, like, improve my workout, maintain, you know, some muscle mass. And, you know, a lot of it, you know, it's – nutrition is such a – it's a hot topic, because I feel like something might work for you, but it might not work for others. And, you know, it really just, you know, there's so much research out there, and really it just comes down to, you almost have to do, I hate to say it, like your own research. You have to kind of, you know, you try, like, I think what you guys do a lot with the E2M stuff, from what I've heard, is kind of the, you know, low carb kind of keto stuff. And then, you know, you work into a cheat meal. So, like, you know, and I don't know, like, all the gist of it, but, you know, I tried out that kind of diet for a while. You know, it really worked for me. But then, you know, after a while, I was like, well, I'm going to try out maybe like carb cycling. I'm going to try out like counting calories. I'm going to try out this. And you kind of find out what works for you and what makes yourself feel good. And, like, you know, what can I do that's still going to make me want to wake up in the morning, get to my workout, tackle my day, and still feel good enough where I can come home, spend time with my family, all that kind of stuff. So nutrition is just, it's such a big part of that, that I think kind of goes to the wayside a lot, and people don't understand until they've actually, like, gone through it. And it's a big part of what we preach here at Apex. But yeah, that's kind of the gist of my nutrition blueprint.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah, man. So it's funny, you know, just I could imagine being in college and seeing you eating that stuff, you know, because, you know, that was I always tell people, you know, I'm in better shape than I was in college, not just physically, but, you know, just on the internals, because I was living off of honey buns and chocolate milk. You know, that was my jam. You know, that was a combination. But, man, so and I love what you said about just the approach of nutrition and the importance of it, because a lot of our listeners are in the E2M program, and what we found is, you know, a lot of people don't know how food can not only it can help you lose weight if you do it right, but it also can help your performance. I really like that you brought up the performance piece, because that's a part that don't get talked about a lot. Everybody want to lose weight, you know, but the performance piece is something that a lot of people skip over, man. So if you don't mind, man, kind of dig into that a little bit, if you will, and then we'll try to change directions after that.
Yeah, for sure. So even back, man, when I was doing, I did a bodybuilding competition, and I remember I had cut my calories by so much, because, like, everyone's just like, I remember being like 4 weeks out and I was just like, man, I like, if I go up on stage today, like, I will win, like, I look the best I've ever looked. And, like, all these guys at the gym was like, no, man, you gotta get leaner. So I was like, okay, man. So I, like, cut out pretty much everything. I was eating, like, I was maybe 1,000 calories a day and just chugging water and doing all the waters. And, like, I remember just when I stepped up on stage, I was just exhausted. I could barely walk. Like, I just had, and I just remember feeling like crud. And it was just because, like, I didn't have, like, the nutrients, the sustainable energy. I mean, I won. I will throw that out there. I did.
Hey!
Maybe it was all worth it. But I just remember saying, like, I just do not feel like, I couldn't go out and play a basketball game, you know, that week. I couldn't. And, you know, that's a whole different world that we live in, but it's kind of finding, you know, that balance of, like, all right, how much activity am I planning on doing this week? You know, if it was a low level activity, or if it was a rest day, you know, maybe I'm consuming different foods, versus, like, all right, I'm going to be playing at a basketball game later tonight. I might have to, you know, load up on certain things, but, you know, it's picking those foods that are healthy. So, I mean, I know Brad said, like, the sweet potatoes, the green beans, all that stuff that's, like, rich in nutrients, getting enough water, all this stuff is just going to make you feel so much better during those activities, versus if you know it's going to be a Sunday afternoon where you're just going to be plopping down watching football, maybe it's not an idea to, like, load up on all those calories and nutrients, even though they're really good for you. If you're not going to be using all that stuff, sometimes it can have a reverse effect. And it goes into a lot into recovery. I know I'm kind of going off on a tangent and all this kind of stuff, but what you kind of put in your body also kind of affects the way you recover. So, I mean, a lot of people, I feel like there's always these fad diets. So, I mean, there's always, you know, these caveman diets, and, like, people will say, like, well, these cavemen, they ate all this stuff and they look great. And I'm like, well, you weren't around when the cavemen were walking. You don't know, you see these pictures and these illustrations and just you have this picture of your head of like these barbarians, and you've watched Conan the Barbarian with Arnold Schwarzenegger, you think, if I eat like a caveman, I look like him. But in reality, if you're not getting the proper foods that are available to you now, I mean, there's a reason why cavemen had probably a life expectancy of 20 versus living well into our 90s and sometimes 100. So sometimes with these fad diets, you just have to do your research. You have to, and like I said, sometimes the best research is just kind of doing it yourself and seeing like, hey, I feel really good on this diet, or this diet, it works really good and I lost a lot of weight, but man, like the days dragged on and like I was kind of like miserable, like trying to make it to bed because like I felt like crap, or I had a headache, or I was just had all these cravings. So sometimes it's just like finding something's good works for you and just kind of find that balance.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear that he did a physique show, Dwayne?
I heard that, man. That's what we're talking about at this top of the show. I kind of made an announcement that I was getting ready to train for that. After. So that's the whole little.
Where are you from?
I'm in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Okay. Yeah, all you guys are down. Besides Brad.
Yeah, he's the only one. We're working on him. We're working on him.
Yeah, I know you're trying to take him away. So
yeah, we're working on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I like what you said about the extremes, because when you're training for a physique show or something like that, you have to take your game to the next level. And a lot of our clients within E2M are just not ready for that next level. So when you talk about nutrition, you talk about fueling your body. You know, you need the sustainable energy. You need the green beans. You need the high test protein. All these things. But when you're not training for something, if you don't mind me asking, if you're not training for something, what does a normal meal for you look like? What's a normal meal for you look like if you're not training for anything?
Right. And like I kind of alluded to before, like that's a whole different world. So like, that are just like, well, I want to look like that bodybuilder does up on stage. So I'm going to look up what he eats and I'm going to do all like, that's just like, you have to be in a totally different mindset and you have to realize like, okay, I'm going to be going to war for the next 8 to 12 weeks, mm-hmm. and everything else kind of goes to the back burner.
Mm-hmm. And when you say that, dude, like some of these people that are just starting their fitness journey, just by cutting out sweets and by cutting out soda, that's going to war for some of these people. You know, you're talking, exactly. You know, you're at a calorie deficit, in which most of our clients are at a calorie deficit until they reach their weight loss goal. And then we start to add certain things back in, but just by cutting out candy and soda, That's going to war for some of these people. It's like, I can't cut out my DP. I can't cut that out, you know? And, but sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I mean, that's a great point. And honestly, like when I work with clients, even like physical therapy and things like that, and I'm just like, you know, we have to look at your diet. And they're like, no, I eat healthy. I'm like, all right, I want you to go home and write down everything you eat and bring it back to me. And I'm just like, no. Like I know you think this is healthy. Like I remember some lady coming up to me and saying, her doctor told her it was okay to drink any soda that was clear. So like Sprite. And I'm like, it's still like, just because it's a different color doesn't mean.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That is whoever doctor that is, that's he come from the hood. That is a hood. That's a hood secret right there.
You've heard that, Dwayne?
Bro, that's a hood secret. If the soda is clear, it's good for you. Uh-huh. Oh, that's why all my girl, everybody, Sprite. It won't Sprite. Yeah, they think it's good.
It's good as water because it's the same color.
Hey, get out of here. My mind. Thank you for the tip. I'm going to buy some Sprite.
No, disclaimer at the bottom of that one. I don't know where that one came from. But anyways, typical. So what I have kind of always done is because I'm not very good at waiting in between meals. Like I just, so I kind of split my meals up into 6 different meals. So like in the morning, I'll usually have like oatmeal. Sometimes I'll even mix in like a whey protein powder, like egg whites, maybe a grapefruit. I like to start off my day with most, if I'm going to be eating carbs, I like to eat most of my carbs in the morning, and then kind of trail off of them during the day. Then, you know, usually I do my workout, and then after my workout, I'll, you know, have a protein shake. And I don't know. I know the E2M, it's supplement free, right?
Yes, and no. It depends on if it depends on where you're at and what you're doing. But yeah, for the most part, yes.
Right. So I mean, maybe a substitute, you know, chicken breast or whatever you got to do. But and then I'll have a banana during my post workout, and then I'll start to like lower amounts of carbs. So maybe you do like a salad or something for lunch. More towards dinner, it might be a smaller portion of rice with more like vegetables, you know. And then before bed, that's mostly some of more like I'll have peanut butter or something like that. That's a little higher in fat. And that's just kind of like, I almost kind of use it as like a reset, like before I go to bed. I don't want to say a reset, but like more of that like recovery to get like my lipid levels all like good and stuff like that. But like the biggest thing, whatever you do, I mean, if your goal is weight loss, like you said, if you're in that calorie deficit, you can kind of split up your calories that way. For me, that's kind of helped just to kind of like spread it out throughout the day. So like lower portions split out throughout the day. And like I said, start with higher carbs in the morning and then kind of like trail off as I go on. That's what's kind of worked for me. But like I said, I've done intermittent fasting, hated it, could not do it at all. I couldn't. And if I know if I'm going to be busy, like I know it might be like three meals a day. But I just kind of adjust and plan, or maybe, you know, bigger portions and things like that. But I try to stick with like higher carbs in the morning, maybe after my workout, and then like tamper off during the day.
All whole foods though, for the most part. You're not eating packaged meals and
I know like
and highly
like,
processed.
Yeah, you gotta make wise choices. Like I know like I said, back in the day, like social media wasn't like what it is today. And like I see like all these people are just like, you can eat whatever you want, you know, if it can fit your macros and like counting Twizzlers like after the workout. Man, I can't imagine just like wasting all, I don't want to say wasting, but like using up all my calories and then you just like crash at the end of the day. Like, like I said, like I try to use like, if I'm going to eat grains, it's like 100% whole wheat, like grains, vegetables, fruits even. I feel like fruits have gotten like a really bad rap in the last 5 years or so, but like I like to eat them, you know, like I said, I eat a banana after my workout, it's right after my workout, just to kind of like replenish. But yeah, I don't know what your guys' thoughts on the whole food discussion.
Yeah. We preach whole foods, you know, absolutely. That's the sustainability, you know, of what we preach for each of them is just sustainability. And, you know, if you're doing the whole foods, which is tough, man, like we're in a society that preaches otherwise, you know, you're talking about, there's a guy that comes to mind and I'm not going to mention any names, but he's,
man, we drop names. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I don't know the name. That's not why I'm not dropping the name, but he's all over social media and he preaches, well, I love donuts, so I eat donuts every day. This guy's shredded. You know, I think it's V Shred or something along those lines.
Yes.
Is it the V Shred guy? The donut guy?
Yeah.
He loves donuts.
Everything.
And this guy's jacked. Right. But a lot of times the people that are buying in on that program, they don't know that he also spends 3 or 4 hours in the gym. He's getting that's his career, is to look really good. And he's also probably taking something that, man, maybe you and I don't know. And when the curtain shuts, boom, I pop one or two of these puppies right here and they're not Skittles. Right. And you know, so that's the piece that we're not seeing. But you know, when you talk about longevity, Nolan, can you weigh in on consistency? Can you weigh in on that? Like, is consistency like the missing element for a lot of people?
Oh yeah. I mean, I actually released a book. It's, you know, it's an ebook, but it's for my clients. It's for like, cause I work with a lot of golfers. So I just kind of released this book that was like golf nutrition blueprint, more or less. And one of the big things was, you know, finding consistency, finding something that you can stay consistent with. But like the biggest thing that I have found is like weekend calories kind of still count. So like a lot of people are like, all right, I just get to the weekend and then like, I'll just make up for it throughout the week. And it's just like, it doesn't work like that. Like, I'm not saying you have to like give up everything you love in life, but it's like all that stuff like doesn't go away. Like your body has to like use up that energy or not use it, store it, whatever. But like, just because it's the weekend doesn't mean it's matter. So like just finding some sort of like, all right, you're going to have a beer or you're going to have a slice of pizza because it's the weekend. Like, that's fine. You just have to know like all right, since I had that now, I have to kind of take away something later to make up for it. Or
I like that. Like,
just that. So that was like a big focus of the book, like the weekend calories still count type of thing.
That's big, especially for us, Dwayne. I mean, how many people take – they take their 4 steps forward, and then they take 5 steps backwards.
That used to be me, man. That used to be me. I would kill the E2M diet all week, and on Saturday, man, my cheat meal looked like the Rocks, but I didn't look like the Rock.
cheat meal thing, like, it was tough for me just because, like, I would be like, a cheat meal would turn into like a
cheat weekend.
Just like,
yeah,
it's just kind of finding that thing of like, all right, I'm gonna allow myself to eat this much on my cheat meal. I'm not gonna go overboard. That way, like, tomorrow I can get right back to it. I'm not gonna feel like crud. But yeah, it's like just finding something that's, it's not going to veer you off the path, but it's also still like enjoyable to do. And like, after you do get into that rhythm and into that consistency, like, that's like almost what you want to do. Like, you're going to feel like crap if you go eat that Big Mac. And, you know, and once you get into this, like, your body gets used to all these foods. It's almost, I don't want to say you're like going to crave it, but you're going to start making the better decisions because you know the benefits. You've seen the results. You're looking at the scale go down, and like, that's what's going to keep you coming back. That's what's going to keep you on track. And it's just like I said, you don't have to like ruin, I don't want to say ruin your life, but you don't have to like take away all the fun all at once. But like, once you get into that consistent pattern, it makes it so much easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if you want to weigh in on that, Dwayne, but I can always weigh in on it.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah. You know, I love what you're saying there, because what happens a lot of times, especially we're right now, as we are talking, we are in week one, but by the time this drops, we'll be starting week two. And this past weekend, so this is a shout out to all the new G's and anybody that's getting back on track. You may have, what Nolan said, veered. You may have veered off the tracks, and maybe gone a little bit too wild with your treat meal, or got a little bit too celebratory, or whatever you, however you want to look at it. And you've recognized that your body is starting to appreciate the good nutrients that you're putting in your body. Now, by going and slamming that pizza and having your six pack and going back to your old ways, your body is sort of rejecting that stuff, right? Your body's telling you, hey, don't put that in me. You've been treating me so good. Don't go reverse effect on me. Don't put that stuff back in my body. And your body is literally telling you. I mean, you feel it in your stomach. You feel it rumbling and grumbling and bumbling and stumbling and all that stuff. And it's time to get back on track. Today's Monday. It's a brand new opportunity. Did you fall off on the weekend? Fine. That's okay. I'm all right with that. As long as you can tell yourself, today's a brand new day. Man, I look forward to Mondays. Eric Thomas says, thank God it's Monday. Thank God it's Monday. TGIM. Because Monday is a brand new opportunity. A lot of us dread Mondays because, oh man, back to work and all that stuff. Nah, no sir, no ma'am. Monday is a brand new chance for us to be reborn again. So, so you had that cheat meal. You fell off. You veered. Time to get back on track.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that... I remember those Saturday night bathroom tricks, man. After you done ate that big meal and your stomach all tore up, I always tell the people that I recruit, man, it's the suffer. You know, you gotta enjoy, but then you're gonna suffer. your body is going to definitely react that way, man. So, yeah. All right, brother. As we get ready to transition, maybe slide out. Just anything else you want to like talk about, or you know, promote your business? I don't know if we have many listeners in the area, but I'm gonna give you the space, man, to just kind of close us out, man. Any words you want to leave with us?
Nah, yeah, man. I mean, thanks for having me on, guys. I love everything you guys do. I've always, you know, I kind of wish this was around when I was getting all started up with all this stuff. I kind of had to like run through the landmine field or whatever it was, make some mistakes. But yeah. As far as like my business goes, like we're Apex Therapy. We're located in the Buffalo, New York area. So we work with like performance athletes, you know, your general, you know, weekend warriors getting hurt. We work a lot with golfers, and, you know, trying to stay on top of like getting them healthy, moving right, nutrition, things like that. Like I said, I just released that book out. So,
what's the name of the book?
It's the Golf Nutrition Blueprint. All right, you only get access with that. It's free on my website, but you only get access with that with the golf performance plan. But yeah, love what you guys are doing. If you ever need any, you know, tips or tricks, injury prevention, stuff like that, always feel free to reach out. Apex Performance Buffalo.
Love it, man. Perfect.
B, anything you got?
No, man. And Nolan, you preached on, you appreciate what we do and all that stuff. And, you know, watching from the outsider's perspective and watching what you're doing and watching what you continue to do from when we were 20 years old, man, it's been neat to watch your journey because legit, you have paved the way for a lot of people in this area and in the 716 because, you know, you don't see it this way, my friend, but you've inspired me and maybe you know this, maybe you don't, but you've inspired me so many ways. And I've had the opportunity to inspire 200,000 plus on a grander stage. So, you know, in turn, baby, a lot of this is a byproduct of what you have done. And you have, again, trailblazed the way for hundreds of thousands of other people. So a shout out to you, my friend, and I appreciate everything you've done for me.
I bet. Nice. Yeah, man. Keep trailblazing, buddy. Proud of you too.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I love it. All this love, man. We love, we love, we love. Hey, man, thank y'all for listening to the Bad Podcast, man. Your favorite podcast. Make sure you tag a friend, share it, screenshot the player and post it in your stories or take a selfie in front of the TV as you're watching us on the big screen. Whatever you're doing, make sure you do that and tell somebody about it. Till next time, we out of here. Peace.